Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Mem Gimel, Gittin 43. Today's Daf Yomi, you know, we were talking about such a distasteful subject, the concept of an Eved, of a slave, a Canaanite slave. And obviously this is a dead letter law today, that there's nothing more repugnant than slavery, but still it's very hard to look at these topics of discussion of a slave and see what does it mean that these holy rabbis discussing owning a human being. But we see from an in-depth study of our Gemara that the whole purpose of the rabbis doing this is to teach us that that a person needs to go free and a slave needs to go free and that the slave is a human being. And that's why in today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah tells us that if somebody sells their slave, Hamochar Avdo Ov De Kochavim Oluchutzlaretz Yatze Ben Chorin, that if somebody sells their slave to an idolater or to Chutzlaretz, who sells him outside the land of Israel, he automatically goes free. And why is that? Because you're denying the slave the right to worship Hashem fully, to his full ability. Rashi says, Mipnei Shehutzio Me'aretz L'Chutzlaretz. Why does he go free? Because he took him out of the land of Israel. So we see that if you deny a person this ability to worship freely, then they automatically go free. And so what we're seeing is the rabbis are taking this concept that throughout the ancient world they viewed the slave as basically a piece of property. And the rabbis are saying, no, this is not a piece of property. This is somebody who has a spiritual destiny. And if he's not able to worship his spiritual destiny to the same ability that a Jew is, then the Jew needs to immediately release him. And even if he does immediately release him, we penalize the Jew and he becomes immediately released. It shows that this is the foundation for the abolition of slavery.